Lenten Journey, Day 40. Worship. What a beautiful day today is. It's 40 days. 40 days since we began this Lenten journey. And we feel a sense of accomplishment. We feel good. It's been 40 days of, yes, fasting, abstaining from certain foods. It's been 40 days of heightened prayer life, of charitable giving in the sense not only of writing out checks or giving out pieces of ourselves, but really contemplating our talents and our function within life and within the world. It's been a time of reflection, and perhaps it's rather natural for us today to look back, to maybe even revisit some of the themes that we explored through this Lenten journey. But to tell you the truth, if we did that, if we looked back, I think we wouldn't be honest with ourselves. We wouldn't be faithful to what we've learned during this Lenten journey. As we stand here on the 40th day, we know that today is important. Today is a blessing. And we arrive at this 40th day of Lent as new creatures, as new beings. That is, we have been transformed. We have changed. Perhaps not to the place where we would like to be, but definitely the change is noticeable. Because we have a different outlook. We see ourselves differently within the structure of our families, of our communities, and definitely of the world. And so the one topic that naturally follows is worship. It is the one area we have not explored, but is so necessary, and perhaps the final step that we need to take during this Lenten season. Because in worship, we understand ourselves in relationship with God in a very different manner. Worship is not prayer. Worship is praise. Worship is not asking. Worship is giving. Giving of ourselves and humbling ourselves before that which is greater than ourselves. And so in a sense, it is the final step of the Lenten period, of this Lenten journey. And it has been a beautiful journey because we have grown not only individually but together. By listening, by talking, by sharing, by extending ourselves. That is, by loving. Think about it for a moment. The love that we share with others not only defines who we are for ourselves, but it defines ourselves within life. And we have a new definition. We basically have a new lease on life today. We have an opportunity to come up to this holy week, this holy season, to look at the resurrection through new eyes. Eyes that can focus beyond the crucifixion and see the empty tomb and not only witness it, but become part of it. That's right. Imagine that. Sitting in the tomb of Christ. Imagine that. Waking up after the tortures of crucifixion. Waking up after a burial. We now can share properly what we were intended to share from the beginning, to become participants in the salvation process. Not just to be saved, but actually given an opportunity to be a participant. And that's where worship gives us the perfect model. Worship in the Armenian Church is participation. It's an act of participation, not even witnessing, but actually throwing yourself into it, completely, holistically, with all of your senses, to visually see what is all around you, the colors, the flowers, to smell the aroma of the flowers at the altar, as well as the incense rising to heaven, to be able to hear the beautiful tones and tonalities of the angels, not saying, I don't understand, and so let the angels come to me, but rather to say, how can I fly with the angels? How can I be up there to be a participant? Our sense of touch is also important in the worship service, for in fact, we have to touch one another. We have to physically love one another, to kiss one another, and say that you are important in my life just as I hope to be important in your life. And in that touching process, we understand what it means to put our feet in the shoes of our friends, of our neighbors, who are struggling, who are walking difficultly, perhaps because they've lost a job, they've lost a loved one, perhaps because they don't have the ability to process the spirituality, to process the love that God has placed in their hearts. And so we reach out to one another physically as well. And finally, we appeal to our sense of taste. We participate by communicating, by communing of the Holy Eucharist, of the holy and precious body and blood of Jesus Christ. And so we see that worship really is that final step in the Lenten process. It is a step which allows us to keep going beyond Lent, to make what we learned during this Lenten season a reality in our life every single day, every single moment in our relationships with one another, to draw on what we learned, to look at the past but not stay there, and say that the life in front of me is so beautiful, I'm ready to walk. I'm ready to take on the challenges. I am empowered by God. I have been given a new lease on life with Jesus Christ as my master. Jesus Christ, love incarnate. I have been given a new lease on life with love as my master. We conclude with a prayer, a meditation of sorts, on the true vine given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ from the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed the Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. This is Father Voskin, wrapping up this Lenten journey and wishing you all the best as we get ready for the Holy Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Week that is in front of us. Please stay tuned. In a few minutes, we'll have an announcement about how these podcasts will be continuing until Easter. We take this opportunity to thank you for joining us and always look forward to your responses, to your input. You can address your comments to feedback@epostle.net. For the wonderful crew who put this together, for Susie, our producer, for Ken, working the engineering, this is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us at inhisshoes.org as well as epostle.net. Two great websites you have to know about. It's what's happening in Armodoxy. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism, for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries. Thank you for joining us for the Lenten journey. For the past 40 days, it has been our pleasure to produce and provide you with these quality broadcasts highlighting the spiritual significance of our travel through the Lenten season. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. As part of our expanding vision, we're pleased to announce that a new series of 9 podcasts will help you walk through the Holy Week of Armenian Orthodoxy. If you are a current subscriber to the Lenten Journey, either by email or on iTunes, you'll automatically receive the new podcasts beginning tomorrow and continuing through Easter Sunday. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding World. For Father Vosgen and our engineer, Ken Nalik, this is Susie wishing you a happy and blessed Easter season.